Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Cooman Nissan. And next up, discussing the idea of a permanent four-day week. Now, what? Just a bit of a tease here, Jordan. What kind of industries are we dealing with here?
So, if you missed it, over in England, there is a couple of companies that are trialling a four-day working week. The companies that are doing it include a lighting design firm,
okay,
a lingerie manufacturer, and a landscape architect. They all start with L, don't they? So you have to be in an industry that starts with L.
Yes. What are I mean, how many, like, can you name any other industries that start with L?
Limousine making. No, that's about it.
That's all?
That's about it. I mean, I'm sure there's more, but...
If you work in an industry that starts with L, call 64572977.
I think we should say a big thank you to Her Majesty for having her birthday on the Monday to give us this slightly shorter week, despite the fact it wasn't actually her birthday. A couple of companies in England, the home country of the Queen, are taking this advice a little bit too literally.
Okay.
And are considering permanently switching over to four-day work weeks.
All right, I'm so closer to what the Queen does then.
Yeah.
Because she has never worked a day in her life, Jordan.
Look, that waving's pretty tough.
We don't need to thank her for anything.
I mean, that waving's pretty tough and, you know, you've got to accept flowers.
Exhausting, man.
It really is. So if you work in England and work in an industry that begins with the letter L, as we discussed, you may be in line for a four-day work week. What do we have? Lighting firms, landscape, lingerie makers, the whole... lot.
I mean, if your lights in your own house only work 4 days a week, that sucks.
Yeah, I think... Well, the whole idea of this is the fact that they're only working 4 days a week, but yet productivity goes up.
Productivity goes up in the because you're working less time.
Yeah.
So you do more with the less time that you have in the workplace.
Yes, yeah, because they know that they're having a weekend, so they're kind of being gifted that, if you will.
Right, so should we just, like, leave?
I'm going to go now.
All right, let's go. This is Jackie Chan. Leave you with it. Simo and Jordan this morning talking aeroplanes, getting from A to B.
Emergency exits on planes and bathrooms are very different. They're very hard to confuse. One has a sign that says bathroom and then a little thing that says occupied or engaged. The emergency exit has, well, for starters, a big sign that says emergency exit and lots of other warnings and health and safety and levers and all of this other stuff. So it would be impossible to confuse, right?
Yeah, well, you normally get a rundown if you're near an emergency exit of what it actually is and how it works.
Yes. But one lady obviously missed that. Flying... Well, the plane hadn't actually taken off yet.
And see, Jordan, that is that's a quintessential moment in always listen to your flight instructor.
Yes, exactly. And she was... the plane was taxiing to the runway, as it does. Instead of turning one way to visit the bathroom, accidentally opened the emergency exit, which meant that one of the emergency evacuation slides deployed as well. Delaying the plane massively.
Oh, man. So, like, someone that's waiting at the airport, just having a coffee, watching all the airplanes come in and out, has just, like, taken a sip of their latte and seen a slide erupt from the side of a plane and spat their coffee everywhere.
What is in this coffee?
But it is an exercise in trust, flying.
Yeah.
So, you know how when you hear the pilot come over the intercom? And you're like, it does give you a sense of how the trip's going to go.
Okay, right. I can feel a story brewing.
So once when I was traveling through Europe, right, automatically you do feel very safe if you have a British flying instructor.
They do have good access,
right?
Do they, for it?
It's like, right, yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be traveling at about this height, you know, so they'll say how many feet. And
that's
like,
a good accent.
And we are going to enjoy the flight, please, and I am your captain. We'll be arriving at this time. So you're like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds good. We're going to be fine, right? Flying in Australia, not the same thing, right? So it comes over the intercom, very much more to the point. It's more like, g'day, we're going to Sydney. On Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan this morning and flying towards the weekend.
Yes, and we are talking about plane stories. And just very quickly, you reminded me of a story that happened to me about a year or so ago. I was flying domestically in Australia, again, just taxiing, waiting to take off.
Oh, look at you, rich boy.
I know, look at me. I don't want to show off. but I flew from Adelaide to Sydney.
I don't want to show off, but I caught an aeroplane.
On a budget carrier that I couldn't check in a bag because I was too poor. I don't want to show off.
Ah, dear.
So the pilot came over, did his usual spiel, and then about 30 seconds later, came over the loudspeaker again, said, this is flight 726 or whatever it was, confirmed to taxi down Foxtrot Zulu Alpha 37 left. Whoops, wrong button.
Oh, he's nailed that.
I know, nailed that perfectly. Meant to talk to air traffic control. Spoke to all of us down the back of the plane.
That's it. All of you at the back of the plane.
That is the bloke that we have to trust to fly us at 37,000 feet at like 500 kilometres an hour.
Well, he's paid to do that, and he's paid to ferry all you rich boys from A to B. On Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. Now, we ourselves are pretty decent with the movies.
I think so.
Because we've been playing a bit of quiz over the last couple of weeks, and the team that we've been on won 2 weeks in a row, going for the trifecta. Neither of us rolled up.
Yeah.
And our team finished third. So what I'm saying is that we dominate.
I mean, literally, when we went to the quiz night last time, I got one question right.
Yeah.
How many did you get?
Well, I think we won one night by 1 point, Jordan, so you're very important. Call to guess these lyrics that Oman's going to have for us. 64-572-977. We're welcoming her
to... Is she on the line?
Friday, we have her.
Wonderful.
Good morning, Oman.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're very well, thank you, Oman. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I got up, went for a walk. I'm sitting with my breakfast ready to talk to my two favourite boys.
You're very, very kind. You've been talking all week about your potato dumplings for breakfast. Me and Simo don't have a show tomorrow. Can we pop around yours for breakfast?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
I start cooking at 2:45. You'll be here for 3:10. Would they be perfect?
3:10 in the morning?
Yes, perfect potato dumpling time is 3:10. No later, no earlier. I see you there, boy.
I might pass, actually, if that's okay.
No, they're really good because she cooks in cycles with the moon.
I see.
So that's why that's that time. Just don't think too much of it, Jordan. Yeah. Omo, did you get those lyrics I sent you?
I did.
Awesome.
And they are a bit cheeky. I was wondering, Jordan, did you write this song?
No, I didn't. I know I've been a bit cheeky this week, but...
Naughty boy.
It was written by someone who has a lot more money than me.
It's Oma Idol, all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Oma, take it away.
Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder, cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding and boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
Oh, Oma. Thank you for practicing that. That was great.
It's so cheeky.
Now, these last couple of days, I've asked you to sing it again with a bit more gusto. I don't want to tire you out. Can you give it one more with a bit of oomph?
I have borrowed a flat cap from Simon to be more gangster. I will put it on... Ride it on a tractor, lean all in my bladder, cheat it on my baby. You can go and ask her. My life is a movie, more riding than boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, ride on my booty.
Fantastic. Yes,
well
thanks,
done.
Oma. Call now to guess Oma Idol 64-572-977 if you're familiar with that song. Oma, keep staying active. I'm glad you're going for walks. I've been a little bit worried, but that's great to hear. Go for another walk over the weekend.
I will. Are you coming for a walk with me?
I will.
Oh, you good boy. Love you. Have a good day.
Bye, Oma.
Bye-bye.
Bye, boy.
Oh, isn't she just... She's just one of the most lovely humans going.
I was wondering where your gangster hat is this morning.
The time to call is now for Oma Idol... For now, that's Changa right here on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan for your Friday, and Oma Idol in the midst of it. She's ripped out some lyrics and a first caller through. We're welcoming Pippin to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What are you up to? Are you up to anything exciting today?
School's not that exciting.
Do you want to give a shout out to any of your school friends or teachers?
Yes.
Hey, go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to Ellie, and she's on the Adam Interview bus.
Hello, Ellie.
Morning, guys. Now, Pippin, now's business time, yeah. Right? So what were those lyrics that Oma was singing?
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Yeah. Oma is busting caps, taking names.
Is she a fan of Old Town Road?
Oma's an absolute... Are you a fan of it? Are you a fan of it,
yeah,
Pippin?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, not a bad track. Well, you have hold of that voucher to Mountain Munchies, so nothing like a bit of a cheeky feed on a Friday night once you knock off school. How good?
Great.
Perfect.
And for those on the school bus in, well, on the Anamitibi bus, enjoy your Friday, Pippin. Have a good one.
You too.
In the celeb world, from The Voice, Boy George is turning 57 today, so happy birthday to him.
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh, we had a bit of a connection to Boy George.
I know,
this week,
we did.
Which is cool.
Know,
go
it's
ahead.
Weird, it's weird how it works.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, you do a very good impression of this person.
Oh.
Here we, hang on. Yeah, get put the book down. Here we go. Clear the throat.
I am the best radio host that any radio host. I knew a lot of radio hosts, but they're not as good as me, and nor should they be, and nor will they ever get to the top of where I am.
Yes, correct. Kermit the Frog is his birthday.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
Jordan, the wheel has arrived.
I just like this music.
Party on over there.
I know. I might just have a dance-off over here. Don't mind me.
The Wheel of I Won What is thanks to Snowy Mountain Shuttles. And the first caller through this morning to give it a spin, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, great even. Friday, how are you doing?
Yay. Yeah, good. It's Jane from Durangle.
Jane from Durangle. Great to hear from you this morning. Much planned for the weekend?
No.
All right. No,
firewood?
Hey, don't. She sounded scared. I wasn't trying to ask you out like I was trying to ask out Vendulka from The Voice. Fear
hey,
not.
Hey, Jane, can I ask you what did you...
How did you go with that?
We'll come back to that next week. I'll keep trying.
TBC. Can I ask you, what did you think of Simo's Donald Trump impersonation from just before?
Righto.
Yes, very well done.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Didn't sound confident with that answer.
She's going to get...
you've got to have a go. And
exactly.
If you have a go, then you should be...
rewarded.
You know, congratulated.
Thank you.
You know what this is? You know what this call is? Fake news. Yeah, your impersonation's a lot better than mine. I'll give you that.
All righty, let's get that wheel spinning. What sound have you got for us this morning? Go for... I mean, like you say, have a go. You've got to be rewarded.
Okay.
This morning, Jane from Durango, what have we got? Ah, oh, beautiful. How does dinner at My Asian Cuisine sound? $25 worth. It's opposite the Threadbow turnoff in Jindabyne. Do you like a night out and a bit of dinner?
Oh,
it's not with me.
Oh. No. it'll be something to do on the way home from the snow one day.
Awesome.
Perfect.
No worries, Jane. Hold the line. We'll grab your details and get you there. And have a great weekend as well.
Thank you.
Right here on Snow FM, and we are broadcasting, in the capital of Australia. Of course, we are on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra.
Morning, ScoMo.
And it is Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
It was worth a try, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, he listens.
He does. He sent me a text the other day.
We've got Dear Diary.
Our time to reminisce on the week that was.
Yeah, it was a big week.
It's sad. It's coming to the end.
I was taking a moment, having a breath. Let's open.
Do you want to hug, Simo?
Rachel from Admin writing in the diary.
I'm going to give you
Dear Diary, it was a short week for Snow FM Breakfast. They got the party started with their usual shot glasses.
3, 2, 1. He's gone back for seconds.
Ah, oh, yuck.
Simo finally introduced Jordan to his oma.
Oh, Jordan, it's a very cheeky question.
She's a beautiful soul.
Oma, what are you up to with the rest of the day?
Well, I have to clean the carpet with a toothbrush and then I will clean my teeth.
Okay.
The boys tricked the boss into coming into work early.
And bossy boss lady in the house as well. Good morning, Renee.
Very hesitant. Good morning.
As it should be.
Good morning.
Then got her to try the weirdest foods listeners brought to the table.
Ooh. All right, yep. How are we doing there, Renee?
Juicy.
Juicy, okay, right, so there's a bit of moisture involved.
She handled it like an absolute boss.
Suggesting some weird food combos.
Here we go.
Oh, that looks disgusting.
Yo, you just went straight in.
What is that?
Oh, yum.
And did you hear? Simo asked out Vendulka from The Voice.
Well, Vendulka, much like everyone watching this season, I've completely fallen in love with you. I've got a little crush. I'm still trying to deal with that. Are you single?
Oh, cringe. Can't wait for the boys to be back next week on Snow FM Breakfast. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Rachel G, she's always picking on me, man, from Admin.
Well, that makes up for all the picking on me that you're doing.
What are you saying? You believe in karma?
Yes.
Fair enough, too. That was the week that was...